Daniel, now we spoke to you roughly 12 months ago, this time before the previous season. Of course, a whole new campaign has passed since then. From the players' perspective, and Francie touched on it there with like some players wanting the squad to grow, what do you make of those who've come in as well alongside the established players?
One that stepped up last season has really grown into their role over the season. Like, we've had some really standout young lads that have come in, really stepped forward and made themselves part of that unit that we have. Made them join the core of the squad. They've all stepped up at pre-season this year. We're not going into so much of an unknown again. It's more of a, we know who we're going to, we know this is how they play. So hopefully we can come into the season a lot stronger and not worry about what we're going to and step forward and enjoy the challenge.
Speaking of the challenge, Francie, coming back to you there. Last season, of course, for those who don't know, it was effectively a merger of two leagues. Counties 4ADM, which Vagabonds were operating in, were conjoined, if you like, with Counties 3ADM, given the number of teams that were available. So you were effectively pushed up a league. So how did you all find adjusting to last season, given the quality of teams you were coming up against?
It was very tough. Because, as you know, the previous season we came third, which for us was a very, very good achievement. And for the development of the squad, it probably would have been good to play in a similar kind of league rather than going up. But the toughness of the league showed, because there was about three teams that pulled out through the first sort of month or two of the season. But we really stuck with it, you know, and the senior players like Daniel and Rocky and other players really helped develop the young boys to come through. And sometimes traveling, if you've got three games on the trot that you have to go with, it makes it really hard. But that sort of hunger, having younger guys in the squad, really helped us. And like Bommy just said before, this year it's not the complete unknown for us where we're stepping in. I mean, we went to places last year that I've never even known existed. Absolutely beautiful places and great clubs to go to. But, you know, it's a new season. If you've got a little bit of the known in your squad, it actually makes the season a bit easier. So we're really looking forward to, you know, having some knowledge on some of these teams already.
And Daniel, similar question to you. From a player's perspective, whether it's you personally or the squad as a whole, what are the biggest lessons that you can take coming up against that level of opposition? Like we've just heard Francie saying there were a few that seemed to break away quite early. But when you're coming up against teams of that standard, what are the biggest things you take from games against them?
You can always learn from that. You always learn, see what players are doing, look at your opposite man. You obviously pick up a lot of sort of traits from what they do, but you've always got to push yourself and you've always got to be prepared to take on the best. Like, if you're not challenging yourself to push and go against those teams, then there ain't really much you're going to take out from the game. There's no point going to a team knowing that you're going to batter them week in, week out. There's no fun in that for me. I enjoy the competition. So to go against the stronger teams, it's always more enjoyable.
So Francie, looking to this coming season, with the changes yet again, I suppose, in the league, one with a very Manx twist, we'll get to that in a moment. But from your side of things, what would you like to see the squad and club as a whole building on? What would you like to see throughout this latest season that's coming up?
So our first and most important thing for this season is to improve on our standing in the league. So we always look at our performance. You can only be as good as your last game. However, if you've got the first part of the season up until, say, November, December time, you've got a good indication of you've played a good lot of teams already. Where are you in the league at that time and stage, and then reassess and try and push harder? And with a blend of players, like I said, young and old in the squad, hopefully we can get a few of the other golden oldies back to spread their knowledge as well. But with that in mind, we're so looking forward to this season in getting better and fitter and stronger as an individual, because even though it's a team sport, if you don't pull your own weight, like go to the gym in the morning, go for a cycle, go for a swim, you're not going to actually help your team. So it's pushing not just yourself, but by pushing yourself, you push the team up a little bit too.
And Daniel, when I mentioned a Manx twist before as well, of course, there is going to be a bit of change this season, because you're going to be joined by Ramsey in the league this year as well. They're returning to the English leagues for the first time in 5 years as well. So how exciting a prospect is that in your league season, you'll be coming up against some familiar faces?
I love that. I can't wait for the Manx derby. It's familiar faces. You almost know what they're going to bring to the table. They're all a great bunch of lads, so we know we're in for a physical game when we go up to Ramsey in the league. So obviously I've come from there before in my previous years of playing, know what they're all about, know that they're going to turn up and give us a really good game of rugby. So I can't wait for that. Really looking forward to it.
Final question to both of you. Franzi, coming again, a little bit off what you've been talking about, particularly with younger players and hoping that some of the experienced lads in there can help them develop as well throughout the season. How encouraging is it from your perspective that there are still younger people on the island, given it's a much smaller pool that you might see in the likes of Lancashire, Cumbria, Merseyside, etc.? There are those coming through into the sport and are joining the likes of Vagabonds to further themselves and further the club.
Yes, we always make a joke and say you got to go to the dark places together. We bleed and sweat together, but then you enjoy the win a lot more. And what I really like of the younger generation that's coming through, also their dads come up, and it's something when I look at the sideline and I see somebody's father watching him, it takes me back to when I was a kid and when I was an adult as well. You know, when you play and there's family supporting you, being a family and a community club, for us, it's really important that young players come through. And it's not just to improve ourselves, but it's looking at Manx rugby. If other clubs can work together, train together, play together as a whole, it should and will help rugby on Ireland. And if the rugby on Ireland is healthy, it gives players a outlet, especially young guys. You know, it's good for their mental health. It's good for their physical strength and health as well. But that's the main thing. And the love of rugby that I have, when you see young people coming through and the older people helping them as well.
And finally, Daniel, just to you, we've spoken a lot about the competitive side of things, what you all want to achieve this season, but in terms of the communal aspect of rugby as well, there's you've alluded to it already, there seems to be a great atmosphere within the team and also just within the Manx rugby scene in general as well. How important is that alongside, yes, of course, you want to win games, yes, you want to get as far up that table as possible, but that you create an environment that is welcoming for new faces as well, how important is that?
Oh, it's 100%. It's got to be a family environment from the word go. Everyone should want to come up. It should be a place where you can come and feel welcome, feel like there's everyone's going to come and say hi to you. Like when I first came up here, everyone was so welcoming. So hopefully we can keep creating that environment. It's like having our ladies team as well, creating one team between us and our ladies as well, the link there. But also teams coming up to Vagabonds should feel like they're welcome as well. We've had it comment to us before, how people enjoy coming to the island, enjoy the club. So hopefully we can just keep that welcome environment and keep going for the rest of the season and keep growing.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.